Proudly CFM Stereo.
The platform. Step up and speak out.
Good evening. Welcome to The Platform. I am Annalisa Dewey and I bring you this program every Tuesday evening from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. where we discuss trending issues in the country. Now, city parking has recently come onto the spotlight considering the increase in parking fares as well as the issue to do with clamping, which has become a common sight in the Harare CBD. Now, we've often seen arguments with marshals in the city center over the clamping of cars, maybe from arising previous deaths. Motorists often argue that they never parked on that street on any given day, while rank marshals argue that their records show that the vehicle was parked along the road, and a number of disagreements that happen between city parking marshals and the motorists. And that is what we are going to be discussing this evening here on The Platform. So if you have any questions, do send them through. We are live in our Newland studios in Harare, so we are free to take your WhatsApp questions. Our number is 0731 168045, and this evening I am joined by the city parking public relations manager Francis Mandaza, as well as the Chief Superintendent in the Traffic Enforcement Department with the Harare City Council, John Makaruze. Good evening, gentlemen. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mona. Thank you for having us.
But before we get into our discussion this evening, our thoughts and prayers are with the cyclone Idai victims in Manicaland, where over 100 people have been confirmed dead and over 200 have been reported missing. And we're still taking items here at ZFM Stereo, and we're starting to transport it tomorrow. So if you still have any items that you want to bring them through, do so at our Newlands offices at Civil Kenilworth Road. And before we get into the program, I also want to find out what you're doing as a city parking, as Harare Council, to help the victims of Cyclone Idai.
Thank you, Mona. I think the events of last week have left everyone in Zimbabwe dumbfounded, really. We never really thought that our country would go through such a period as this. And as city parking, a city of Harare, we are hurt. We are deeply hurt. We are the capital city of Zimbabwe, and surely we have to respond to such a disaster. And I can assure you that we are already on track in terms of gathering donations within ourselves as city parking, as city of Harare, as staff members to really assist our folks in Manicaland and Mashingo. And we are going to participate through the Mayor's Cheer Fund, and also supporting the artists who are hosting free shows. We are also supporting them to ensure that
to raise funds for the
donations, really. And we will be accompanying the mayor to Chimanimani on Sunday to hand over the donations.
Okay, thank you for representing the city of Harare in that regard. Now, back to the topic of our discussion this evening. Let's start with the mandate. What is the mandate of city parking?
City parking is a private company wholly owned by the city of Harare. And we are basically mandated to facilitate business in the CBD. Where we are saying everyone who is going to be doing business in the CBD should be able to at least find parking at any given point, access parking, be able to comply with the relevant parking bylaws, and transact their business and pave way for others. So our business really is to manage parking in the CBD, and We have parking marshals who are on the streets. We have parkheads, which are off-street parking facilities. I think that so far is our mandate. Really,
so you're solely into making sure that there is sufficient parking and organized parking in Harare?
Yes.
And Harare City Council is your boss?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so who runs city parking? You are the public relations manager. How is the structure at city parking? Who runs it?
Okay, basically we have a management structure and a board appointed by the city of Harare to manage the affairs of city parking on their behalf, really.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And there used to be Easy Park before City Park. How are you different from Easy Park?
Firstly, Easy Park is normal.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing like Easy Park in the parking management affairs of the city right now as we speak.
Why?
And the difference is that Easy Park was a joint venture between City of Harare and the South African company. City Parking is wholly owned by City of Harare, and it's a local company that is wholly owned by the City of Harare. Yes, so that's the difference between us and Easy Park.
Okay, so let's talk about your collections. You collect, you recently increased your parking fares from $1 every hour to $1 for 30 minutes. And there has been a lot of outcry regarding that. But maybe let's look at the collections. Apart from that, is there any other collections that you make, or it's solely based from ticket fares and parking lots that you've spoken about?
Yeah, basically our collections are coming from on-street parking and parkades and parking lots, where we have monthly tenants who park in the parkades and parking lots. So these are the two revenue streams that we have with City Parking.
And what is the money used for?
Look, we have a lot of work to do with the money. As you know, that Harare is aspiring to become a world-class city by 2025. We are still alive to the dream and to the vision. And we have invested a lot since inception in City Parking, where we have witnessed an evolution in terms of how parking is managed. You will reckon that before our inception, parking was mainly manual. We were issuing manual receipt books, and we had odd ways, really, old-fashioned ways of doing things. But we have, in tandem with the vision of the city, revolutionized our parking systems. As we speak right now, we have one of the best parking systems in the region, really. So we have invested a lot in terms of parking infrastructure. We have installed bay sensors on the streets that make sure that we manage on-street parking efficiently. Apart from that, we also have contributed immensely to the city roads resurfacing and road marking
which
and
road?
Painting. It's an ongoing program, but as of last year, together with City of Harare, who is our shareholder, we have done Cameron Street in the CBD. It has been resurfaced from curb to curb, and we have remarked the road. We were specifically responsible for the marking, yes, for the resurfacing through contributions financially, but individually the marking of the roads. And so we are talking about Cameron Street. We have also done Chinoy Street, and you will be aware that Harare Street has also been done in terms of resurfacing. Apart from that, we have also taken initiatives to rejuvenate the appearance of the city by adopting the beautification of Julius Nyerere Island, right from 2nd Street, and we are still working on it. If you look at it, we have the 2nd Street, from 2nd Street up to Samora, is done. It's looking beautiful, green as ever. We have made, we have paved walkways, and we are still going down, and our target is to reach the Seke flyover.
So it's a work in progress generally.
Yes.
Okay, so let's look at you spoke about the sensor system that you have, which we are going to get to understand how it works. Maybe let us know which areas of the CBD do you cover.
We basically cover, we have segmented the CBD into two, really.
Okay.
What we call the inner CBD, which is bordered by 4th Street, which is now Simon Muzenda Street, and Rotten Road to the west, Happy Digitable to the north, and Kenneth Kaunda to the south. And then we have peripheral CBD spaces that we manage, that is from 5th Street to 7th Street. And these are the areas that we managed. But insofar as the enhanced bay sensor system is concerned, we have really installed, I think we are on above 90% completion in terms of installation, and we have mainly installed the streets that I violated that are in the inner CBD.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the ones in the periphery, like you said, they are not. They do not have the sensor system
as yet. They do not have the base sensor system as yet.
All right. So walk us through the parking process so that we actually understand how it works and not assume that we know how it goes. So once one parks their car in a parking bay, what happens?
Firstly, I would want to highlight that parking in Harare we call it prepaid parking.
Prepaid parking.
Which means that when you park your vehicle, you're expected to pay for parking, the requisite fee, and display your valid parking ticket prominently on the dashboard or on the wipers as per the requirements of the Harare parking bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
So we have deployed parking marshals who will assist you in terms of receipting your payments. And once you park, you are expected to make a payment to the parking marshal, and not to anyone else, including touts. You pay to city parking marshals only.
And they have to enter it into that machine that they are withholding.
Yes, and they produce a machine-printed receipt that should be displayed, really.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how do you deploy these marshals?
Basically, we deploy in every street, and on average, each and every parking marshal is responsible for between 15 to 20 bays.
Okay. When you say bays, you mean those slots that...
Yes, the parking bays.
Okay.
Yes, the demarcated parking bays.
Okay, so they said 15 to 20 bays.
Yes. So each marshal saves between 15 to 20 bays, at most 25. But really, it's between 15 and 20. And so we deploy parking marshals in every street.
So the number of parking marshals that you deploy in every street is determined by the number of bays that are in that street.
Exactly, yes. Definitely,
okay.
Yes.
Yes, you can go on.
Yes. So that's basically how we deploy parking marshals. And we believe that by so doing, we are enhancing greater convenience of parking, such that when motorists in other cities in Harare and beyond, it's bizarre that you are expected to comply with the parking bylaws where there are not even parking marshals. Some local authorities sell their parking discs from food outlets, from vendors. And if you're new in that area, there's no way of knowing, really. And I think as Harare, we have done a greater deal in terms of enhancing parking convenience.
Yes, yeah, I understand that's how they do it in Gweru and Shoshavan and other towns, like you rightfully pointed out.
Yeah.
Okay, so going back to the issue of the marshals, you said that you cover basically the whole of CBD. You said apparently 90% of the Harare CBD, you cover it as city parking. Do you have enough marshals to cover all the streets in Harare?
Yes. We have enough marshals to man all the streets, and we basically have enough marshals, and we are also helped by our enhanced base sensor system in terms of the statistics, where we can compute the number of vehicles that are parked in a particular precinct, and
is a precinct?
Okay, a precinct is a specific space or stretch of the street where we deploy a parking marshal. So according to the statistics that we have from our system, our enhanced base sensor system, and also even according to our physical calculations and monitoring, we have enough parking marshals to man the streets.
Okay. Yes. So how does it work? How does it work when you have a street? Because usually streets have maybe a small street, like, say, for example, Kwame Nkrumah, right? It's relatively small in the space that there is just one lane between the two parking bays separately. So you have one marshal that's on this side of the street and the other marshal that's on the other side across the street.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Yes. So I think basically, yes, you are correct to say that you have a street like Kwame Nkrumah, which has parking bays on either sides.
Yes.
And we deploy parking marshals on both ends, really.
What happens when one gets to a parking bay and they cannot find a marshal in sight?
It will be a talk of the moment to say there's no parking marshal because our anticipation...
In sight.
All right.
Keyword.
Thank you. I think now that you've put that into perspective, it's really subjective, really.
Because I mean, you can't miss them. They are they have this very bright light green orange jackets. Mm-hmm. So when you get to a street, you can never miss a parking marshal.
True,
so it's either you can see them or you can't see them.
Okay.
Yes. So what happens the instant that you get there and they're nowhere to be found?
Okay. Firstly, I would want to emphasize that our wish and our operational procedure is that anytime you get to the parking precinct, you will get a parking marshal to pay to. Suppose the parking marshal is not inside, as you insinuate. Anticipation is that you are going to be paying to the nearest parking marshal from the parking space you would have parked.
Okay, but earlier on when you were explaining how the enhanced bay sensor system works,
yes,
you were saying that each marshal has a specific street between 15 to 20 bays, like you said, and you said at most 25 bays that they are attending to. And the enhanced bay sensor system allows them to see the traffic and movement in that particular bay. And in most cases, they are not in a position to attend to a bay that is not ideally theirs.
Okay. No, I think...
Correct?
It's correct. You are correct. You know, the system is very intelligent, I should say. It would denote that the bays are active or inactive. If the bays are active, when the marshal manning the precinct is there, the next marshal is not able to attend to those bays because the parking marshal who is deployed there is present. If the parking marshal, suppose he has gone for lunch, the bays become inactive and become available to the nearest parking marshal.
Is this how really it's working, or is ideally how it's supposed to work?
This is how it works. And I think earlier on, really, I was trying to demonstrate to you live how it works. So this is exactly how it works and how it's working.
And do you have a way of noticing if a bay is not monitored?
We have a very clear and intelligent real-time viewer from the back end of the system, where from the office we are able to tell what is happening on a particular stretch of the street, to say the parking marshal is not working, the parking marshal is not on site. We can also tell if you have parked on what bay and if you have paid or not. So
from the sensor system, you call it the enhanced bay sensor system.
Yes, we can. We are able to tell that from the back end, and above all, it's interesting also that you are now able to view free parking bays, even from your phone. You just go to
the motorist.
Yes, as a motorist, if you suppose you are parking and you want to park in Nelson Mandela. And you can go onto our website. On the footer of our website, there's a link there that says free parking bays. So you can click and follow the link. It will show you free parking bays along the streets that you want to park. And they are just color-coded green if they are available and brown if they are occupied. So before you waste time roaming around and fuel as well, you can just visit our website at the click of your button, and we are going to be developing an application for parking that has a direct link so that it's convenient to access on your phone, and it will give you free parking bays. And even as you are looking at an open bay, it can change. The status of that bay can change and say it's now occupied, but at least it gives you a hint of where you can park. And if this particular place you want to go and park is occupied, you can now decide on parking on the nearest.
Okay, so it does it. From what you're saying, it has a log in and log out system.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what happens if you log in, right? You're on bay 1 and the parking marshal is on bay 25 and you are rushing to a meeting and you have to wait for the marshal?
No. You are not logging in on anything, really. You are just observing where there are free parking bays. Mm-hmm. You then have to drive there and park physically.
And park on physically on, yes, bay number 1.
Yes.
And the parking marshal is on bay number 25.
No, you don't identify a parking marshal. You identify a vacant parking bay.
Which is bay 1 in this example,
yes,
that we are giving.
Yes.
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 And then you did say, yes, that a marshal mm-hmm. has up to 25 bays. So I'm giving a scenario mm-hmm. where I have come mm-hmm. and I've parked into bay 1 and the parking marshal is in bay 25. Mm-hmm. And I have a meeting that I have to attend to.
Mm-hmm.
And if I leave my car mm-hmm. for my vehicle for a number of minutes or whatever, it's mm-hmm. there are going to be issues there mm-hmm. with city parking.
Yeah, let's just
have you factored that in mind, that maybe judging from maybe the comments that are coming through on WhatsApp mm-hmm. and judging from the reports that we've been hearing about mm-hmm. city parking mm-hmm. that maybe there is an issue of not having enough marshals on the ground?
Mm-hmm. No, firstly, I did say that on average we deploy 15 to 20 bays per parking marshal. The worst is 25.
So I took the worst case scenario as an example.
It's fine. And the mm-hmm. worst case scenario is bays where it's not a busy area.
Mm.
It's not a busy area. And we are talking about 20 to 30 meters
mm-hmm.
when we talk about 15 to 20 bays. And 20 to 30 meters is visible business distance. It's audible distance. You can be seen and you can see a parking marshal in that distance, really. So yes, if you park on bay 1 and the marshal is manning 20 bays or 25 bays, it's still within visible distance, really, to communicate with the parking marshal.
Which is the ideal situation, how it's supposed to work.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We have City Parking in studio as well as a Traffic Enforcement Department at the Harare City Council. And this evening we are looking at the parking issues in Harare. So we will be taking through your questions and your comments on our WhatsApp number 0731-168-045. Okay, now let's look at accountability issues. Right.
Mm-hmm.
What structures do you have in place? Because it would seem that your current system leaves a lot of room for corruption. For example, there is a number of instances where we've witnessed where instead of the parking marshal, as you call them, punches the number in that machine to produce that parking ticket,
mm-hmm.
Motorists are paying directly to the marshal, and it's not entering there's some sort of arrangement. Have you factored that in?
We our operations are not complete without the assistance or cooperation of the motorist, and we really want to work with the motorist, where we are saying for every parking fee payment, please receive a machine printed receipt. What you are describing nicely is what we call corruption.
Exactly.
And corruption takes two to tango. And we are saying, as responsible Hararians, as responsible citizens, we should not participate in such acts of corruption. And these are really illegal practices and punishable through the...
But that's ideal, Mr. Mm-hmm. Mandaza. That's
mm-hmm.
how we want. We all want a world that operates like that, and
yes.
we're advocating for that.
Uh-huh.
But the question is, what measures have you put in place
okay.
to ensure that there is accountability?
The enhanced base sensor system that I highlighted, we are able to monitor operations from the streets. We have supervisors on the ground,
mm-hmm.
so and also supervisors at the back end who are monitoring from the system. And that's
from your offices.
From the offices, where we can be able to deploy and say, can you go and check that bay number H12, Kwame Nkrumah? There is a vehicle that is just parked there and it has not paid. Please enforce. So if there is any collusion of some sort between the parking marshal and it will be covered by the enforcement team.
The enforcement team being
yes.
the Harare City Council.
Being the Harare City Council, yes. And we also have loss control teams on the ground So there is a lot of accountability measures in place. The system itself is so sophisticated to make sure it will make it impossible or difficult for such acts. But if they are to happen, we have also enforcement teams that will definitely clamp. You become non-compliant if you have not been in city.
Oh, they do clamp.
Yes.
How maybe explain your relationship with the Harare City Council Traffic Enforcement Department. How do you work with them?
All right. I think our relationship, we work well with the traffic enforcement team. We work on a daily basis. Sometimes we form teams.
Not all the time.
I mean, yes, they are operational teams. They are joint teams that you can set up to reinforce each other's efforts.
And, okay, so let's give an example. For every parking marshal who has 15 to 25 bays, how many traffic enforcement from the city council a day? You said you form teams.
Yeah, my point was to say we work together with the city of Harare. Ours is city parking, is to receipt parking fees to help the motorist to comply with the parking bylaws, which is to say you have to pay and display your valid parking ticket. And the traffic enforcement now is coming in to enforce where there is non-compliance.
By enforcing, you mean clamping?
Yes.
That's the only way they enforce?
Look, clamping, towing, there are various ways of enforcing, and sometimes they can also enforce by redirecting you.
So as city parking, you do not clamp cars. Do you clamp cars?
Like I said, it is the responsibility of the traffic enforcement to enforce. And when we do, we are assistive in that regard.
And unfortunately for us, we have a representative from the Traffic Enforcement Department at the Harare City Council, Mr. John Makarudze. I will include you in this conversation at this point, as Mr. Mandaza said that there is a part that they play to say, you know what, this is our role. And then from then, if you are failing to comply, like he said, then City Council will take part. So before we address this, maybe you can enlighten us on what your role is at the Traffic Enforcement Department.
Thank you. Our role as traffic enforcement is to make sure that there is compliance in the CBD, especially when they are parking in parking spaces. The issue is if you fail to comply.
By complying, you mean by pay?
By paying what is supposed to be paid, the parking fees.
Okay, just that.
Yes, if you fail to comply to pay those that fees, the issue is we come there and we clamp, and we give you even the time to go and pay your fine. If you fail to do that in the stipulated time,
how much time is this?
Yeah, it's an average of 1 hour to 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your definition of compliance is displaying the parking ticket.
Exactly.
Not displaying the parking ticket is non-compliance, according to the Traffic Enforcement Department.
That's exactly what should be happening.
So if a car is seen without a parking ticket, it's non-compliance, and you're going to clamp the car.
Clamp that vehicle.
Okay. Do you? Is there cohesion between your department and City Parking to find out why? Do you try to find out why there is no parking ticket on a particular car?
Yeah, in most cases, when we reach an area where we are supposed to be clamping, should the marshal be not visible, the issue is we don't clamp there because we don't want to double punish people. But if we have seen our colleague who is the parking marshal,
when you have seen them,
yes, that's when we have to enforce.
Have you considered a scenario when the motorist has not seen the parking marshal?
And if we arrived at the place and surely there is no marshal there, The issue is we don't even claim any vehicle.
Mr. Makarute, Mr. Mandaza gave a worst case scenario to say that there is 25 bays that one parking marshal is attending to. And we did highlight that they wear very bright uniforms. I'm sure you could never miss a parking marshal. And then you get there at bay number one, like the example was given, and parking marshals are bay number 25. You cannot see them. And then by some instance, traffic enforcement department comes and they see the marshal, but the motorist did not see the marshal. Do you factor that possibility? Or all you do is just clamp regardless of the situation?
Sometimes if the motorist did not see the parking marshal,
mm-hmm.
what happens is our guys on the road, they just, when they arrived at the place, they started to talk to the marshal. Is there anything, anyone who didn't pay or whom you have talked to?
Mm-hmm.
So, and when did you arrive at this place? They just have to tell us all those things so that we have to effect the claiming issue without any trying to prejudice even the motorist.
After how many minutes does a car qualify for clamping?
There is no grace period there.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have parked, that's why it is a prepaid.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay for your parking first without even doing any business.
Do you also have access to the enhanced bay sensor system?
No, we don't.
So how do you liaise? How do you then liaise with the city parking to really know how what's going on the bay? Because what Mr. Mandaze is explaining and what you are explaining, Mr. Makarudze, is an ideal system of how you want the system to operate. But if I'm going to start reading the messages on this computer now, that is not the case. And I've also had a first-hand experience of how the city parking works. And I'm sure a number of us have these stories to share of what happened. And what you're saying and what happens on the ground are not telling.
No, I think, sorry if I may come in.
Yes.
I think you've asked a specific question,
mm-hmm.
to say, how do you know?
Yeah.
Or how do you verify? I think that's what you're trying to say. And if the parking marshal was there or not, maybe that's the question that you're trying to put across. And I'll refer you back to the system as well, to say the way it works is that when a parking marshal is deployed on those bays, there is a trail, a transaction trail, to show that at this particular time where the motorist is alleging to have parked, there are transactions in the system corresponding to that time. So which is further proof, apart from the word of mouth, to say
mm-hmm.
that you are saying you parked at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
and there was no parking marshal.
Whereas, and it's now 3 minutes past 9.
Yes, we can go in the system and further check if the marshal was transacting during that time. So if you parked at 9 and you're saying there was no parking marshal, and we go into the system, we see that 5 minutes prior to that and 5 minutes after that, the parking marshal was transacting. It's also a way of verifying availability of parking marshals. Yes. And what I'm explaining, the system that I am explaining, is a city parking system.
So how many people are attending to this system to ensure that what the city parking marshal and what the motorist is saying and what the law in the traffic enforcement department is saying are telling? Who is checking? Do you have enough resources? Is there the time to do this, considering the number of motorists that you have across CBD?
Mm-hmm. Maybe without going deeper into answering that question, I would just say when you're dealing with the public, you have to be fair to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the principle and the rule, which he has explained, is that if you do not pay, you are liable to being clamped and you attract a fine of $57. And this rule has to apply to everyone, regardless of whether you're alleging that there was no marshal
mm-hmm.
or not, because then that becomes the song in town. There is no way of then fairly administering justice.
So you are not taking mm-hmm. responsibility for absent marshals in whatever case?
I said we then check. Those are extreme cases,
mm-hmm.
Mona, where we then refer to the system to check the transactions of the parking marshal, the claim ticket itself is a time. There is a time that the motorist is alleging to have parked, and we have a system time as well. So that can be verified, and surely we can assist each other from there.
We have City Parking Public Relations Manager in studio together with the Chief Superintendent in the Traffic Enforcement Department, and we are talking parking in the CBD. We'll be taking a short break. We'll be right back.
One. Step up and speak out.
Welcome back to the platform. I am Annalisa Dubey. This evening, we are looking at city parking in the Harare CBD. And we have Francis Mandaza, who is a City Parking Public Relations Manager. We also have John Makarudze, who is a Chief Superintendent in the Traffic Enforcement Department and the Harare City Council. And we're looking at the issues to do with parking. Mr. Mandaza says they have enough parking marshals who are always at the point that they have been allocated to, and they're always on time. They are very prompt. No matter how many bays they have, they will be attending to you. So we are going to be taking the concerns that are coming through our WhatsApp platform. The first one here says, Gavambo uya paseri ku Cameroon mumukoto waone uhori urime upane madara aita mari ne kupakisa mota achisa mari muhomwe. How do you answer to that?
Yes, I hear what he's saying. I think he's referring to, or he or she is referring to, people who are illegally parking in service lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And surely, thank you for raising the issue. I think Mr. Makarutse here is interested in taking note of that to ensure that enforcement takes its course.
Mm-hmm. And then there is another... This city parking is a nuisance. They're not visible and they clamp and delay you over $1 when it's them who are not on their stations.
Okay. I think it's really his view that we have to take note of, because we are not adamant really. But what's important is that this is our city, and we want to be able to maintain order on the streets by making sure everyone who parks there complies. It would help as well if they would communicate in specific instances, real time, where there are issues. We have our numbers everywhere. Just to highlight the issue of concern, the area of concern, we will make sure that it's redressed. Otherwise...
Redressed how?
I mean, if the issue is reported to mm-hmm. say that there are no parking marshals, where we definitely have to respond. But let me just highlight as well, Mona, because we are also always on the street. The issue of visibility, we need to help each other. And let us as motorists also take responsibility of ensuring and securing our vehicles. I will take an example yesterday. Where I was called on the ground to say there I didn't see a parking marshal. These are genuine queries. But when you go on the street and you are talking to the motorist and you are observing what is happening, you would see that probably in some areas there is even more marshals, and the motorist then tend to then soften and agree with you that I was rushing to a meeting. And I didn't have time to wait for him. He was transacting.
But that's a genuine concern, Mr. Mandaza, that we cannot entirely rule out. Because people are not in the CBD just to hang around. For most of us, we're there for business. So we can't say you get to a parking bay and then you have to wait for 5-10 minutes for a parking marshal. Don't you think in that instance you need to deploy more marshals?
The particular instance that I was referring to was actually over deployed. But my issue, my point of emphasis, Mona, is that let's work together in the spirit of compliance. The cost of compliance is always cheaper than the cost of non-compliance. Let's work together. We avail our parking marshal, and you have to cooperate with them in terms of putting an effort to make a payment. If you see them assisting another motorist, one day it could be you being assisted. Just be patient with them. It's not even 5 minutes. Just the 1 minute that you or sometimes to just hand over the money to them and off you go. They will put a receipt on your vehicle and you secure your vehicle. But if you say you are rushing, surely there is no way of managing parking like that, because then you do not tell, or you cannot tell between non-compliance and those that are willingly defaulting.
But have you considered deploying more marshals though? Because if you keep getting these reports that people are saying they're rushing somewhere and there's one marshal that is attending to one street, have you considered deploying more marshals? Because from our observation, we have noted that there are more traffic enforcement people on the ground who are holding those clamps.
I think
parking marshals.
I've come here at the right time, Mona, where I am hoping for a marked improvement, because despite the reports, we have gone on to match the number of marshals to the reinforced enforcement teams. So definitely, yes, we have proportionately also strengthened our deployment in that regard, and surely this should be a thing of the past. But should it persist, we are happy to take feedback and correct ourselves. We are not gods, we are not angels. We always need each other in terms of the feedback that's coming. That's how we improve anyway.
Okay, so there's an issue of asking with the, when I was asking how many minutes do you give for someone to then get clamped? Because we have received situations where sometimes you estimate a certain number of times, say, okay, maybe I'm going to be in this meeting or whatever that is you're doing in the CBD for like an hour, and then you realize, kuti, we have to wait 1 hour, 10 minutes, right? And then by the time it's 1 hour, 10 minutes, more teato claim, bro. That's why I was asking, do you have a grace period? Are you like the moment it's like one, if your ticket is expiring at 2 minutes past 11, you're already clamping someone when they're not on the ground?
Yeah, because our law does not allow us to give a grace period to that. But we have come across such scenarios, and we are taking the issue with our bosses so that it can be rectified, and try to give a bit of leniency to our clients, because without motorists, surely our business cannot go. And motorists, they give, what I can say is the economy of the country is based on these people, because without them, there is nothing that we can do.
Okay, in that light, if someone overestimates their time and they spend an hour instead of the 1.5 hours that they'd estimated, is there a way of reimbursing them if they need their money back, or is there a way of making sure that they can use the other dollar for the 30 minutes on the next bay?
Yes, what we have done is that normally in other settings, really, if you park your vehicle, beyond Harare, in other countries, in other cities, if you park your vehicle and you pay supposedly a dollar, which is valid for 30 minutes, if you move from that bay, your receipt becomes expired. You cannot use it on other bays. But in Harare, we have been flexible to say, if you park here, if you pay $2, that will cover you for an hour, and you park on the specific spot for 10 minutes, you could use the same receipt within the same period which it is valid. You can use the same receipt elsewhere. It's transferable. Our parking tickets are transferable to other bays and indeed to other streets. So there is, yes, that lenience in terms of recognizing
parking tickets
value.
Are transferable.
Yes, they are transferable.
Okay, there yes. has a comment here from Catherine Chuma in Nyamandlovu. $1 30 minutes payment for a stationary vehicle and the toll gates and high prices of fuel. Isn't it expensive to drive around Zimbabwe now? And then there's another one from Mandla in Mandlampofu in Nyamandlovu. Clamping is a violation of a motorist right and embarrassing. Please find other ways of enforcing. How would you speak to that? Yeah. Is there any other way of enforcing?
At the present moment, there is no another way, because what we want at the end of the day, especially when you are in Harare, if you comply by paying all your tickets and parking your vehicles correctly in the parking spaces, what it all means that you can be a pensioner in the CBD without even paying any fine. Our clamping and our tickets are very available.
They're very
affordable.
Okay.
Yes, you can go throughout your life without being even claimed one day or even issued a ticket one day.
That is if your system is effective, Mr. Mark. If your system is effective, that is very possible. But, you know, like, I can just scroll through. Why do I have to look for a parking marshal? Hi, why can't the parking marshal wait? Hi, my parking marshal arkutimisa teenager trukitamtao. These are messages that are coming in. So what you're saying is that would work in an ideal system where your system is effective. But clearly, based from the messages that we are seeing on WhatsApp, based on personal experiences, that system is not as effective and people feel unfairly treated by being clamped.
You know, like my brother said, that what we are trying to do is to make sure that there is compliance within our motorists.
Mm-hmm.
And really, they are not our enemies, but we want them to have a share of parking when they come in the CBD, and each person should get a share of parking, so that the parking should be shared, so that everybody can do the business without any problem or any hindrance.
Okay, speaking of sharing the parking, other than parking fees, is there any other plan to lessen the traffic in the city center?
Yes, I think a lot of medium to long-term plans,
mm-hmm.
really, but they are not to limit parking, as it were, or vehicles in the CBD, but to enhance our own capacity to host them and host them conveniently and without hassle-free.
Mm-hmm.
What we don't want, Norma, is Mona Lisa, is to create a traffic jungle,
mm-hmm.
in Harare. We do not want to create a traffic jungle, and motorists and Hararians surely have to assist us in terms of our enforcement efforts, as he's highlighting, because when vehicles are parking on pavements and on islands, on undesignated places, we are quick to blame as well, to say traffic enforcement is not doing its job. But when they are enforcing again, we are also quick to say they are running around with their clamps, clamping everyone. Let's make sure that we support each other in these noble efforts. Let's look at the bigger picture. Make no mistake about it, we know that it's painful to be clamped and to be fined such an amount. But as he's saying, these clamping fees are totally avoidable, and we are focusing on non-compliance, vehicles that are double parked. Imagine you've complied yourself, you've paid your parking fee, and you come back, you want to go, and someone is blocking your vehicle. But again, if you discourage them and say you are clamping vehicles in town, these guys are too much.
No one is discouraging mm-hmm. them, Mr. Mandaza. People mm-hmm. are just saying, can we have an effective system so that people are not embarrassed all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, when it's not even their fault, when it's your system's fault.
I've taken note of that, mm-hmm. and I've responded to that.
Yes.
All we are saying is that let's have the bigger picture at play, to say what is the rationale, why is this being done. We want to achieve a world-class city status. And surely, with such kind of feedback, we will re-look into ourselves. Self-introspection is very important. It's not just about defending ourselves. We have to, we consider feedback seriously.
Okay, so speaking about being a world-class city,
mm-hmm.
let's look, is there a plan to use technology? Because honestly, you get clamped, maybe you are in the wrong and you genuinely want to pay the fee so that you go on by your business. And you have to go to your office. It's either you go to, I think, to Rotten Row, and then you also have to go, I think they speak, or Trafalgar Court. Is there a plan, I mean, in the 21st century, where someone can just make the payment online instead of them having to then walk or find other means of transport to go and pay for the clamping fee?
Yeah, it's so many efforts underway to deal with those things, because we have heard motorists complaining about that, and we are trying by all means, but the system we still have some hiccup there.
What's the current update? What's the current situation in updating the payment system to be technology based?
It's not yet clear to us, but the issue is we are trying to increase even the paying points so that the people will not move a distance from where they are, they have been claimed. So right now we had just three pay points, but now we are working on the other one at Trafalgar Court so that we'll try the...
So you're working on increasing the paying points, on putting it on...
No. Because the issue is we want our tickets to tally with the amount so that once you have been ticketed and if you paid, there should be a stub that will show that the ticket has been paid, so it has to be withdrawn.
So it's still going to be done manually?
Yeah, some of the things we still have to do that, and we are trying by all means to... try to go electronically.
Interesting. And looking at the increase, given number of increase in the road, have we seen revenues growing for city parking, for that council regarding cars?
It will take time to improve, really. That's the anticipation. But definitely it will take time because they are give and take points where you're also talking about traffic volumes, you're talking about non-compliance in terms of and you would also reckon that we have various payment options when it comes to parking fees.
Mm-hmm.
It may be $1 per 30 minutes or $2 per hour as you may like it. But we have prepaid parking cards, Mona Lisa, that enable motorists to park and pay for 15 minutes only.
That's only possible if you have a prepaid parking card.
Yes, and by that way, we are trying to encourage people to move from cash-based transaction to cashless transactions.
Where do you get this prepaid card?
They are normally with our parking marshals, but if they've run out of stock on the street, they are always at Trafalgar Court, really, at our offices.
Oh, okay. Lawayo doesn't use bouncers for parking compliance, but they serious compliance. That is a comment. I think that's from someone in Lawayo. And what happens when you're from another city and you're not familiar with your marshals or other city systems? Will you still clamp my car?
What we have done is that as you enter the CBD, we have put up visible signage to the effect that you are entering a prepaid parking area. So whether you're coming from outside of Harare or from outside of Zimbabwe, you will be able to tell that this is a prepaid parking area which has to be complied with, really, in terms of the parking bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing, though, is that wherever you go in progressive cities, there is this trend that progressive cities manage their parking. There are cities, Mona Lisa, out there where your appetite to go into the CBD has vanished, where there is no parking management. So in every progressive city world over, really, there is parking management, be it in Europe, be it in Asia, be it in SADC. So everyone coming from elsewhere anticipates that they are parking marshals or at the very least pay points to pay parking fees.
And speaking of progressed countries, I mean, in cities like London, you find that vehicles are charged electronically for entering a certain area. And there's a congestion fee of sorts. Are you looking into having something like that?
We are progressing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We are progressing. I think we are far ahead in terms of parking infrastructure. We are far ahead of other regional cities, really. And I think we are getting there quicker than expected.
But insisting on doing things manually, like what's going when the issues are doing it clamped, cannot that be addressed?
No, I think just like you're saying, mm-hmm. that there are efforts to go electronic,
mm-hmm.
and also the enhanced base sensor system is an enforcement too as well.
Mm-hmm.
But just that right now, we are still in the process of finalizing installation. Once it's installed fully, we are all going to migrate to that platform.
Mm-hmm.
And surely we are going to move with the times.
Okay, we'll be looking forward to that. There's a comment here. Havana plan vanhu They are only on a fundraising spree. They are too punitive and they are disorganized. And someone says, my parking marshal Ndoa Kutweta Mari, a lot of money is being lost. City Parking is losing a lot of money. As we round off the program, Mr. Mandaza, Mr. Makarudze, what would you like to assure the city, the residents of Harare, in terms of parking and what you are working on in terms of seeing improvement?
I think we as a company really would want to work together with motorists to achieve the objectives of the city and the vision of the city. We cannot go or do it alone. They say if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together. So we are going to be very active in terms of stakeholder management, in terms of stakeholder involvement. So we will be coming to these platforms, we will be engaging on social media and even face-to-face with the motorists, or to be inspired to aspire to achieve world-class city status. By the stipulated.
So are we going to be seeing a change in the way your system operates in terms of parking marshal, or people in Harare have to endure this for a while?
Like I've said, that as of this week, we have strengthened our deployment. And I'm saying, had I come here 2 weeks later, probably I would have gotten feedback to say that the parking marshals are conveniently accessible and readily available to assist. And I think it's already sorted out.
Right, thank you so much for coming through. That's all we had time for this evening on the platform. We were joined by Francis Mandaza, who is a City Parking Public Relations Manager, as well as John Makarudze, who is the Chief Superintendent in the Traffic Enforcement Department at the Harare City Council. And they have assured that this coming week, there's going to be more deployment of parking marshals, and the parking process is going to be easier for the motorist in Harare. Thank you so much for making time to come into the program.
Thank you.
I am Annalisa Dume. Coming up next is Larry Kridirai with Health Matters. Keep it ZFM Stereo.